It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick Dude. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. This is my favorite. I love these episodes. I don't. Maybe that's a question that no one asks. Like, what's your favorite episodes to do? These ones. These are my favorites. So I'm very happy to be here.
No, these are great. Also, you are back from Disney World. I know you kind of regretting. You're not regretting, but you were kind of steaming. You didn't really want to go. Now that you went, how are you feeling about it?
I got to tell you, man. I'm not going to be one of those people who, like, tells you all about Disney and, like, what to do when you go there. But I'm going to tell you, I had a ton of fun. I really did.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Awesome.
So I think it's been well documented that I don't like big crowds of people. Mm-hmm. I don't like heat and humidity. I get incredibly motion sick on rides. We need to do a pick of the pod at the end of this whole thing because I need to talk to you about something. More about that later. Big market tease.
Okay, great.
And I got, in spite of myself, like watching a 7 and 9 year old navigate Disney and do like 14 hour days in like different parks was astounding to watch. And they had so much fun.
Good.
So it was like one of those, like watching people have fun or giving people gifts is better than the gift itself.
It is.
Yeah.
So I've never been in my life, and my daughters are young. So like, what mm-hmm. would you say the best ages for like the, or the age for the youngest one should be what?
It's like 6 or 7.
Okay.
Because I would say the get a stroller. I know they're my 9 year old is way too big for a stroller, but we had like one of those side by side like double runner strollers.
Yeah,
it's so much easier. Like because they complain way less. They don't have to walk.
You just stuff them in there and go. Right?
Yeah, you just stuff them in and just push them. Like and that was kind of the saving grace for like 14 hour days. And plus they could nap if they wanted to.
All right, which, very good.
Yeah, it's good. So much to do too.
Yeah,
I would say
I definitely want to go.
Everyone who told me, I would love to sit here and tell you that everyone who talked to me about the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, including our friend Shark. I would love to sit here and tell you that you're all full of shit. Like you hyped it up way too much. Dude, that and Rise of the Resistance and Star Wars, the Star Wars experience.
Yeah.
The two best theme park rides I have ever been on in my life.
Wow.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy is the best roller coaster in the world. If there's one better, tell me where it is. But I don't think there is.
So Shark, I don't know if it's a roller coaster necessarily, but you know what Shark also loved in addition to Guardians, he told me? Tron. Did you do Tron?
See, here's the thing. I did Tron. And the problem with Tron is it's like a roller coaster, but you're on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
The only issue I have with Tron, it's too short. It's like a minute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, you're done.
It's way too short. But like, other than that,
I have no problem with that. 1 minute?
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad, dude.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
Is that not like, too short?
When do you start the clock?
There's a lot of stuff I got to do first. Yeah.
That includes me disrobing. You're like, all right.
And crying after.
Yeah. First, like, batch of tears after the fact. Then you stop the stopwatch. All right, we got a pile of stuff, too. We got a bunch of great questions. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. But first,
This Week in Dork. Yeah!
I'd probably skip it normally and just get to the questions, but there are a handful of things I really want to talk about. Also, quick shout out to Lucy, who joined us on the last episode to talk about Kate Middleton. We never talk royal family because we don't really give a shit. And yet, something is up. Something is so up right now that we had to investigate it. We've solved fake murders in the past on this podcast. So we figure we could get into some true crime or at least what the hell's going on kind of tomfoolery.
Something stinks.
We did it. Something stinks.
Something stinks. And it's not their breath. Like usually English people's, you know.
As every Tarantino movie would say, something's rotten in Denmark.
That's right.
And so anyway, check out that in the archives if you missed it. That technically was Dork 400, but I'm like, no. We're going to just have that be like a one-off. That way this can be Dork 400, yeah. But I wanted to get your take, and we've tweeted it out at Dork Podcast, but we got a poster and a trailer for the Crow remake with Bill Skarsgård as the Crow. What did you think?
Well, as a, I'm obligated to say it looks awesome since I drafted it in the movie draft, right? So yeah, it did, it has its high moments. I think the poster looks cool. There's a couple issues I have with it that I'll get into. One, I don't like that the makeup connects to the mouth, the corners of the mouth.
It looks too Joker-ish.
It goes from the eye to the corner of the mouth and it connects. I don't like that. I don't love that. I love the look of Eric Draven, Skarsgård, and FK Twigs looks great in it. You know what I hate? It's one of those things, and they say it in the trailer, so like, I hate when people refer to other people as like their person. I'm like, oh my God, you're my person. I hate that.
That's like a deep connection though. That's a real deep connection I think they have. You're my person.
It is. But it's like, it's all, I also hate the word hubby.
Hubby sucks. No, babe's it's the worst.
Dumb.
Babe.
And there's the theory. I think the more you call each other babe, the worse your relationship is.
Probably. Yeah.
Babe. Like the more you say that. Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. So this movie, the
Crow to me somehow, it can both of these things be true? It's a movie that should never be remade, and yet it's also ripe for a remake.
It is ripe for a remake because I will say this, and this might be a tepid take, but it hasn't aged very well in terms of like effects.
No, it hasn't, and
the
I think
story's
like,
great.
The score's incredible. Great. The acting's off the charts. Just like the feel of it is so good. But I also think it's one of those movies that I bet people who are diehard fans of The Crow, with some exceptions, are our age or like plus or minus 5-10 years. You know what I mean? Like I think that is the group that likes The Crow, and you probably love it. But that was also 30 years ago. Like that movie came out 30 years ago.
It was the first R-rated movie I saw in the theater.
Wow. I remember I did not see it in the theater. I was just 10 when it came out. And I remember, I think I watched it. Your DVD was the first time I saw the film.
And like, I'm glad to have been that gateway for you.
I was like, God damn, this movie's good. Holy shit. And then it worked out perfectly because that was right around the same time too with like Sting in the WCW, or at least like when I saw The Crow, not obviously when it came out, but when he adapted the fuck, dude went full on Crow, and it was awesome. Like I thought that the shit was great.
And it was in South Park, the movie, when they're like Satan's talking about his Halloween parties. Don't everyone just come dressed as the Crow.
Okay, I want to be the only Crow there. Satan's my favorite character on that show.
Saddam Hussein was my favorite too for a while.
Saddam was funny. So like Cartman and Butters are like my two probably favorite like that are in the mall. But if you want to go like screen time, laughs per like minute screen time all time, I bet Satan's number one.
Or Randy Marsh.
Randy kind of skyrocketed up there too.
He did.
Anyway, so that's The Crow. We'll do a standalone on that when that eventually hits theaters. Are you caught up on Shogun?
No. Okay. No, I got back yesterday morning. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, I was.
Another
Boltang and Disney.
Yeah, understandable. Another show that I just started, it's on Apple Plus, which I am going to cancel Apple Plus. It's like $10. There's not shit on there that I really want to see. I bought it for The Dynasty. That's gotten obviously mixed reviews. We talk about it on the show, but that's done now. But Manhunt, the story about the 12 days that it took to apprehend John Wilkes Booth after he killed Lincoln.
12 days? Like
they didn't fucking get him right away. Yeah.
It's still astounding to me. Like there was, I forget which comedian did it. Like basically if you wanted to like rob a bank, maybe with John Mulaney's, like if you wanted to rob a bank or kill someone, all you had to do was not be there when the cops showed up.
Yeah.
Get away. You could even tell them who you were.
I mean,
Bonnie, in a bank, remember it's the Suggins gang. And like
Bonnie and Clyde had a hell of a run until they didn't. They famously were smoked, but
Babyface Nelson.
The one of the great John Mulaney bits is like when he was in the South that he saw like a gazebo, and on the gazebo it said like built in like 1861. He's like, built? They said there wasn't anything else going on. You built a gazebo? So this guy, everybody else, middle of the Civil War. You're like, hey, would you like to be indoors and out of doors all at the same time? Fucking great, great Mulaney. Did you see Mulaney at the Oscars where he did a minute on Field of Dreams, and he recapped the whole movie and was like, that should win Best Picture. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
That was actually really funny.
Dark Side of the Ring, new season is rolling. They've done two episodes so far. It was Earthquake and Buff Bagwell.
Were they good?
They were pretty good. Yeah, they were pretty good.
All right. I gotta check those out.
And I would also highly recommend Ricky Stenicki. I did it when I had Rossi on the podcast last week. Ricky Stenicki's hilarious.
Okay, I got to watch that too. I have another week of vacation, so I got a lot of shit I got
to
watch.
All right, perfect. All right, let's get to... Oh, you know what? Believe it or not, it's been a while. So you guys send these in, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We got to get to more of these. So... That's right. Should I have bought this? Brought to you by 47 Brand. Go to 47brand.com. Enter the promo code #dork at checkout for 25% off your entire order. Oh, my God. That's a quarter of your order. All right. This one comes in from Joey. And, Davey, for those that are in the chat, describe what we're looking at here.
Oh. So we have a half sleeve tattoo, a tattoo.
This is not our first tattoo, by the way. We've gotten several tattoos.
Our first tattoo.
We're all in on tattoos. If you want to send us tattoos, we'll tell you whether you should have bought them or not.
So this is a tattoo of what I believe to be the Swedish chef who has cut the legs off a crying Kermit the Frog underneath him who is in oil. So it's basically the Swedish chef cooking Kermit the Frog. Now, if this is Joey Glaw, I believe he is a chef. Is that correct?
Joey, I got the quick bio. Joey's one of our longtime listeners, and Joey says, here's the quick bio. As you know, I've been a chef for the past 25 years and even owned my own catering company. I've always wanted to immortalize my favorite Muppet while also putting my own spin on it. Flash forward to this past Christmas where the wife and I decided to get each other tattoos as gifts since it's something we both wanted but had a hard time rationalizing spending the money on ourselves. Stop right there. What a great idea.
It's a great idea. Do you know what my wife, so I have a plan to get a 3/4 sleeve.
Do you?
It's in the works. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it is until it's done.
Okay.
But my wife said what you should do is take all the money that you're now for your podcast money and just put it aside. And that's your tattoo money.
Look at that. Oh, you're going to have to get the dork logo on there, obviously.
Somewhere. Yeah. I'll hide it within the tattoo.
You're like, is that in there? Yeah, that's it.
Or just be like,
yeah.
Like property of Odyssey. Yeah.
He says this bad boy took two full sessions to complete. Yeah, I would imagine 10 hours in the chair. For those of you that are just listening on the podcast, it's what Davey described, but it's also like vivid color. It is
full color.
Yeah. Full color, dude. You got the green, you got the pink nose on the chef. He's got the mustache, the hairy eyebrows, he's got the red bow tie. Like, it is full on color. It looks like you're watching the cartoon.
Very well done. Whoever
it's a good tattoo. Yeah. Let's see. Where am I? I might look a little swollen, and it's not because I'm jacked out of my mind. It's because this piece was finished about 24 hours prior to the photo. All in, before tip, the tattoo came to blank and covers my entire upper arm. This is only about a third of what will ultimately be a full sleeve, including characters from Saga. But the... Ooh.
Oh.
Shit, Joey. Send that
those,
in, too.
I don't know if those go together. So would Saga probably be the lower half, then, I'm guessing?
Wow. Yeah. I would think so. Damn, I'm inspired to get another one.
Because
I have two. I like them. They're both on my back, so like nobody can see them. I can't really see them.
Like, fuck it. I've hit fuck it. Like, I don't care anymore.
I'm 40 now. I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah. So
yeah,
I probably.
Are you happy that you get to say that for a whole year?
I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah.
Yeah, come to me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
All right. So he said,
I'm going to say.
Yeah. Go ahead. So what do you think? Guess the price, and then you and I will say whether or not. Before tip, the price.
$1,100.
Just north of that, $1,500.
$1,500. Yes. Full color, before tip.
It's the whole... You saved your money. It's the shoulder to the elbow. Like, it's the
whole... And it's for life.
It's for life. He's a chef. So it's one that means something, as, you know, most of them do. But, like, it means something to him. It is graphic. Like, my man Kermit's got his legs lopped off, and you can see, like,
or at least one of them. Yeah.
Like, he's holding up there.
He looks like he's in Berlin in Earl.
Kermit doesn't look happy in this photo, but
fuck yeah.
He has tears. As Sean in the chat says, Kermit has tears. He's crying.
Yeah, he's crying.
Yeah, he's about to get stuffed in a stew. But I'll tell you what, Joey, for me and for Dave,
this is how we do it.
Now, that was cool as hell. When I saw it at first, I was like, when I opened up the email, he tweeted it to us, but I saw it and I was like, I saw the chef and I'm like, oh, that's sick. And then I looked out, I was like, oh my God, Kermit's legs. He just lopped them off.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like you could, there's an opportunity there to put like Miss Piggy in the back with like an apple in her mouth.
Oh, like on a spit, like I'm like getting ready to get.
And that might be a little too.
It's but intense.
Like, you know, on a plate, like apple in her mouth.
That's intense.
Yeah, 10 hours in a chair is no joke too, so.
No, God, no. That's a long time.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. All right, let's get into some of these questions again, you guys. We're going to try to get to as many as we can going forward. We'll try to sprinkle some in during episodes as well, not just save them for the end, but dorkpodcast@gmail.com or at dorkpodcast or on Twitter and Instagram. I try to pool them from all three places for this. So this first one comes in from Taylor. He says, hey, guys, congrats on 400 episodes. Considering you guys will likely be doing a mailbag for the pod, I have a question if you feel like answering. If not, I totally get it. It's not exactly hashtag dork material. My wife and I are having our first baby boy this June and was wondering if you guys have any wise words as fathers. It did bring me to a somewhat related question, which is, what is the best baby pregnancy related movie out there? I.e. Look Who's Talking in Juno. And then he has another question in here too. He goes, if that's too left for a field for you, my other question would be, do either of you have any unique movie watching traditions, i.e. specific snacks, booze, not theater seat you aim for? Thanks again for providing weekly content that isn't pretentious and is an actual pleasure to listen to. If anyone says otherwise, they can take a shit. Best, Taylor. So first question, we've gotten this a couple of times. It's before you have a kid and then when you have a kid, there's nothing more different in the world than that. Like everybody says that, but it's true, and you don't really realize it until it happens. But Dave, you had really good advice. I think part of it is, you're not gonna have a lot of sleep, and so like you're gonna be like, for me, like you might be like a little bit quick trigger at times. You got to be doing the, like, hopefully you're doing this with your wife or your girlfriend. I don't know your situation, but hopefully it's something like that. And you're on the same team. You're on the same team. Yeah, as you said, like you're not doing it versus each other or whatever. It's not a competition. Yeah, so like one day you might change more diapers. The next day she probably will. One day she's not going to sleep. The next day you're not going to sleep. So just kind of keep that, I think, in context really helps.
Yeah, scorekeeping is the death of any successful early parenthood. But I would say to getting a little bit more distance from like the last time we answered this, I would say, and this is kind of counterintuitive to the question, like don't take fucking advice from anybody. Like there's something now that I think about, there's something that clicks, like there's something in you that will click and it'll be like, this is the right thing to do for this, for my kid. This is the right thing to do. And listen to advice, but don't, to be polite, but you don't have to take every single piece of advice.
No, that's true.
Like if it does, yeah.
One thing that somebody told me, cause I was like, I was one of these people like many, I'm like, I've never changed any diaper in my life. And now all of a sudden it's like this tiny little baby and it's mine and I have to do it. You pick it up. Like there's just something about it. And like, you know, the hard work is all your wife or your partner or whatever. Like that's all the hard stuff that day. But everything else is like, you kind of figure it out. Like you kind of just.
Yeah. And it's funny. Cause like talking to adults, like talking to your wife, talking to your spouse, talking to your partner, your boyfriend, whatever. Like, you know that like I would literally do anything for you. Mm-hmm. I will do anything for you. But there's something different about your kid. Like I would fucking die for this thing.
Correct. Like, yeah, it's
different. I don't care what I have to do. If it's changing shit, like getting covered in shit, not sleeping, I will do this. Like that's what I mean. That's the thing that clicks.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. You can't, that's something you can't prepare for or ask somebody about.
Right.
You know, there's like a lot of situations that people have like hypotheticals of, not just having kids, but like just like other things. Like, well, what would you do if something happened in front of you? It's like, you don't really know until it happens. Right. And so that's one of them. As for the best kid or baby or pregnancy related movie, I did think Knocked Up was pretty funny.
I will say this one, not a lot of people have seen this movie, but I think about it all the time when you're just about to have your first kid. Watch the movie Away We Go with Maya Rudolph and John Krasinski.
Ooh.
It kind of speaks to what we were just talking about. Like they're driving across the country to go to, her father died or something and left her a house.
Okay.
It's in Florida. It's in the Everglades. So they're driving to that house in Florida while expecting their first kid. So they run into their family. They talk to friends and family about like what it's like about parenting. And the movie's just actually really well done, really well written. But that, so that would be like the pregnancy movie. And then one for about parenting. Watch the movie About Time with Donald Gleason, Rachel McAdams, and who's the guy? You'd know him if you saw him, but watch that movie.
Cool.
And those two will put you in the right mindset for what you're about to embark on.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
As far as like movie traditions, I mean, for me, I love watching movies at my house. And like, obviously the big ones like Dune and all the, I still go to the theater for those. But personally, yeah, if I could choose anything, I would just sit right over here to my left and just crank my surround sound and watch it on my big screen. Twizzlers are my favorite movie snack. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I'll would probably have a couple of drinks while watching it. And that's my happy place right there.
I pee before every movie.
Good advice.
Home or theater. Like I know, like, you know, it also happens when I play video games. As soon as I think it's like something I would get excited as a kid.
Yeah, you gotta go rip a piss like immediately.
Yeah, as soon as I hit the button on the PlayStation, I'm like, shit, I gotta piss. So like I piss before every movie, every time I sit down to do something fun, I immediately have to pee.
My other advice is if you're going to the theater and the movie starts at 7, show up at 7:20. Like assuming you already have your seats, show up at 7:20. You'll still catch the last credit and then the movie will start. So that's also what I'd do. All right, this next question comes in from Skinny Malone on Twitter. I've got a question for Davey. If you were the lead singer of a rock band and started a new band, and the lead guitarist of that original band, should or would you be jealous or angry if you were one of the original bandmates? He says, I'm talking about Radiohead / The Smile.
If you were the lead singer of a rock band and started a new band with the lead... No, because I think that like in situations like that, and I think about, you know, like Sting or like, you know, Freddie Mercury did the same thing. So like lead singers, and like two of my favorite bands.
Or Dio. Fucking Ronnie Dio, James Dio took over for Ozzy and kicked the shit out of it.
This happened. Remember At The Drive-In?
Yeah.
So At The Drive-In, there was a 4 or 5 guy band. Two guys went on to form the Mars Volta. The other three went on to form a band called Sparta, which is actually a really good band too. Sure. But no, I think as long as it has to be like up front, like I think you have to tell people that like side projects are might be a thing. I don't think you do it. No one's doing this being sneaky about it.
No.
As long as you're not being, and like, don't motherfuck this band in order when you do this band, like you do your other thing. Like, don't say like, well, I had to do the side project because this, I didn't like the direction we were going. Like, don't MF us.
What do you think of playing like, so say you're the lead singer, which I guess is a little bit different, but actually, no, this is good. So then they're like, hey, here's some of the hits that we did. And you're like, so I got to play all your shit too?
Don't do that. I'll just be like, we'll make our own songs.
Yeah.
And what's that? Like Noel Gallagher's like High Flying Birds. Like he tried to do like, the band sucked so bad that he just turned it into like an Oasis thing. And then his brother started like ripping on him. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like if your band sucks and isn't as good as your original band, like that's what you get.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right. This one comes in from Date Mike. A hashtag dork retrospective would be pretty cool. I've been listening since the start and going back to maybe rehash some topics that were covered pre EEI may be interesting.
That might be interesting. I mean, like getting some years removed from some stuff that we liked or didn't like. And so like do like a dork rewatch.
Yeah, because I get swept up in a recency bias big time. And so it's funny because over the last, well, actually for a while now, I get like these tweets being like, hey, I'm starting to like watch a certain show. Did you guys do an episode on it? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I'm like, but it was, basically, if there's a really good movie or TV show that is like a dork kind of thing, going back to like 2015 or 16, I bet we did it. The problem is the archive only goes back to like 2017 because it's like when we joined EEI. Mm-hmm. So like there was like 2 years there where like maybe somewhere on YouTube, they're kind of hard to find, but
and it's funny because like I think about this now and like my mind is like, how can this go wrong? And I know that like if we contradict ourselves, like,
no, we might.
It's just going to happen. Yeah.
No, it's
a different time.
I have recency bias. Every movie I see or TV show I see is probably like a half stone better
Right.
The day, next day we do it. Josh was like, we did an Always Sunny episode, and there's been like 7 seasons since then. It's true.
And though, yeah, and I think I'm glad we did it when we did, because those seasons have been hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. It's a funny show. Don't get me wrong, but season-wise, it hasn't always been hits.
All right, this one comes in from Matt. Congrats on 400. My question, what was your best and worst celebrity encounter?
Oh, okay.
Well, we had a good one together when we talked briefly to Joey Lauren Adams.
Oh, she was so great.
And she was super nice.
She was so great.
Yeah. I think we talked about it at one of the cons, but we were just like sort of getting in there and everybody's at their tables. Her table's at the end and nobody was in her line. And I always feel weird because I'm like, I'm not going up there to pay you for anything, but I don't want to like waste your time. But you also look kind of bored. So I'm like, so we just started shooting the shit with her and she was super nice. And we asked her a couple questions. She answered them. We didn't like record her. We didn't want to be weird about it, but she was super cool. Like we probably could have talked to her a lot longer.
Yeah. And I remember you said at one point, like, hey, I'm sorry, we don't want to like take up too much. Yeah. She's like, no. Like, this is what I'm here for. Like, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah. I know, but you're also there to get paid. So it's like kind of confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think we didn't even like take a picture with her or anything. And I don't think she cared.
No,
I think
she
was
didn't.
Just like a,
no, she was super cool though.
Yeah. And I remember the question she answered before you got it out of your mouth. And it was like, who is the worst? Blah, blah, blah. She said, Harvey Keitel. Like, before you even got the.
Yeah.
Remember, she was like,
oh, yeah, who's the worst guy you worked with on set?
Asshole.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, Harvey Keitel. I was like, wow.
Before, and like, didn't even blink, didn't even wait to think about it. She just like, Harvey Keitel.
That was hilarious. And she loved, like she loved Jason Lee. She was like, I've known him forever. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I love Jason Lee as well.
And then she was talking about how, like, Harvey Keitel like wouldn't talk directly to her, even if she was standing right in front of him. He would talk to the director to talk to her.
Insane.
I'm standing right fucking in front of you. In terms of like bad celebrity encounters, we weren't there.
No,
we
didn't Tawny see Katane,
Tawny Katane was bad, but well, for that, a different reason.
Not like she was mean to us. It was just like, I was like, oh shit, Tawny Katane's going to be here. And then she got wheeled into her spot. And I was like, oh, she's Tawny Katane's not doing great.
It's not great. Yeah. She got wheeled in.
She's dead now.
I'm trying to think, right? Any other. Yeah. Any other bad ones? People. So I talked to Dr. Joe and who was it? Dr. Joe and someone else. Said they met Brian Azzarello and he was like a complete dick to them. He was fine to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
I think it just might have been a bad day or
maybe,
something.
Maybe. Yeah. Joe told that story. He was kind of an asshole to him about like, make sure this guy pays or whatever. You're like, yeah, I'm going to pay, dude. Like,
yeah. And I met him and he was, but I could see he is a little like,
yeah,
weird.
Well, I have like, I've talked to a bunch of sports people, Bragg.
Yeah.
And, like one of my early interviews way back in the day, actually at the New Hampshire station. So this was over the phone. It wasn't in person, but it was with Glenn Big Baby Davis. And he was one of the biggest, like he didn't want to be doing the interview at all and just came across as such a fucking prick.
I thought you were going to say Matt Schaub.
Oh yeah. Matt Schaub. Oh fuck. I should have said Matt Schaub. You're right. Who's your favorite superhero? I don't have one.
I don't have one. Okay.
Wow.
Just,
you know what? Like he could have spun it on its head and been like, my father. And I would have been like, oh, good for you. Or
good
like
you.
my kids, my, you know what I mean? Like be creative. Yeah,
my wife.
I would have been like, God damn it, Matt Schaub. I respect the hell out of you. Instead, yeah. He's like, I don't have one. Just say fucking Batman or Superman like everybody else. And let's move on.
And move on. Yeah.
Asshole. Good point. No,
I
the
think
answer
so
is
the
Matt
first
Schaub.
Time, the first time I met Lou Merlone, it was a little weird. Remember I came into the station?
Oh, really?
I came into the station and I was like, oh yeah. I mean, I grew up watching Lou Merlone play baseball. I'm like, this is kind of a cool thing for me. And like, I shake his hand and he goes, something to the effect of like, I don't know how you fucking guys talk about that shit for like an hour every week.
Oh yeah.
I was like, nice to meet you, man.
He's not a big movie TV guy, I guess. Also his favorite comedy was Friends.
Yeah. So he's like, I remember thinking like, it's kind of a weird thing to say when you just meet somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean says my worst has to be John Farrell, except we're
that was the best. Fuck that. That was the best.
No, but we're talking about celebrities here. So let's not put, John
one
Farrell
thing,
up there.
People who are irrelevant. It's one thing I knew it too. And I'm not like, I knew you when, but like, do not stare down Rich Keefe and expect him to back down.
Oh, it yeah. Like, what the
not,
fuck?
I don't give a shit who you are. Like, it will not happen.
Imagine if he got up and just like pounded me, like just beat the shit out of me in front of everybody.
And you would have, you
would have worn
if
it.
If he threw one punch, you would have thrown one right back at him. Like, you had that look. I knew that look. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, I'm like, dude,
like, this is for charity, too.
Like, what the? Like, no. That wasn't then.
I thought that was the Jimmy Fund.
It was in the same room.
That was the Casey Affleck one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Casey Affleck was actually pretty cool. This one was in the same room. And yeah, it was like a fucking thing. And he just stared at me. And I'm like staring back at him like.
You stared right back
at him. What do you need me to do? Yeah. What's the problem here?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, I asked you a question.
He was something else.
Yeah.
This one comes in from 420 Enthusiast.
Yeah, all right.
He likes weed, man. He goes, you guys need to watch the TV series The Gentleman on Netflix.
Where's the question?
No, listen, I did say comments, concerns, spite box.
So I watched
just interact.
I watched the first half of the first episode of this. I love the movie. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
I love the movie, and I watched the first half of the first episode and fell asleep. It was nothing, it was not the show. I was exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm just gonna try this. But it is pretty good.
Yeah. All right. This one comes in from Jacob. Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. You get to build a personal guard out of three different animals. You get five of each. What do you choose? Thanks, Jacob.
Where's the fight happening?
See, that's a big question. I would say if it's a personal guard, I myself would probably eliminate sea animals. Because I don't spend a lot of my time in the water. Most of my time on the land. So my original thought would be five lions, five, would you go like an eagle or like a falcon? I need like a bird. I need something from the sky. I need a big fucking talons, hooks, that kind of thing.
See, me being me. Like I'm gonna do this like a Overwatch meta. Like I'm gonna have my tanks.
Oh, elephants.
My DPS. I'm gonna have like elephants or rhinos.
Ooh, fucking rhinos.
And then I'm gonna have like my little scrappers. I'm gonna have like wolverines or like honey badgers.
Dude, they'll get fucked up though, I think, in like certain fights.
Okay, so what
They're
if
not
I
that
went
big.
Like okay. No. Okay. So if I go five rhinos, five tigers,
Yeah.
And then like
I'm going That's lions. I wouldn't go lions, elephants, eagles. Because I do have tanks, but then I also have from the sky I can get you. And then I got those.
Am I versing you?
I don't know who you're versing. That's the thing. The question's kind of open-ended.
I'm versing you because it matters. Because if I'm versing you.
I don't know who you're versing.
I get snakes. I'm bringing snakes.
Fuck that. I'd kill myself. He's got five snakes. Dead. Yeah.
But again, like a crocodile or something. I don't know.
I do like crocodiles.
No, you need an air animal. I'm gonna go with like a, what are those eagles? Like the golden eagles, the ones that like pick up rams. Like they can pick up like people, and they just their way of killing things is like they'll grab a goat and just drop it.
Bring it up and drop it. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I got.
All right, this one comes in from at a point in life on Twitter. Would you rather be really hot or really cold? Somebody just wants a retelling of that story, I guess, but
yeah,
it's the only fight me and Davey ever got into. And it really, ironically, wasn't not about fight. The answer, because we would both much rather be cold.
Right.
It was about all the parameters.
It was all the parameters.
It was all the parameter follow-up questions. It was a parameter fight. This is our buddy Mac from the Mac and Goo podcast. What do you consider peak reality TV? And what is the best reality TV show of all time? They can be different. Also, if you could go on one TV show as a contestant for an extended time, what show would it be? I personally just go back to Real World. I've told that story before. I love Real World. I love Real World Challenge. Mm-hmm. I tried out for the Real World in right after college, so like 06, and with the idea of like wanting to be on the challenge more so than even Real World. But back then, that was sort of the avenue to do it. So those would be my two favorites for sure. I know there's plenty of other shows, but that's for me.
So I don't know if this counts as reality TV, but I think it's well documented that like any judge show with like actual, so like People's Court, Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, I love those shows. So I don't know if that, or Maury Povich, that's a more of a talk show. Like reality TV, I think peak reality TV was the first
surreal
LA real world.
You mean San Francisco or you mean LA?
What was the one that with was Puck? Like had the country singer with Puck?
That was San Francisco. San Fran.
Where they had the John was like the country singer.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Like that.
I think so.
That was awesome. That was like the very first like reality TV thing.
I think peak reality TV was probably like, yeah, it was like Real World New York or San Fran. But then I also think it was the Surreal Life, because what they started to do then. So there's two different branches of reality shows. There's the people that are on there that become famous only because they're on those shows. Or right. There's like a bunch of shows now where you're fringe famous. You're probably falling from the top or have completely fallen off. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to throw you on a show. So Surreal Life with like Mini-Me, like pissing all over himself. That was peak reality TV.
And I would say around the same time, like the first three or four seasons of American Idol were fucking must watch TV.
Oh, that's right. American Idol. Well, I remember I've never been a Survivor person, but Survivor was the most popular thing in the world.
I never watched it.
I watched the finale just because there was so much hype in it. I didn't watch the whole season. I'm like, well, everybody's talking about this fucking thing. So I ended up watching that.
But in terms of like, if you could go on any TV show as a contestant, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm so pissed at myself to this day that like 30 years ago, I'm watching a show called Guts on Nickelodeon. And I'm like, I could fuck any of these kids up in any of these things. You're jumping off a trampoline and you can't dunk.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, come on.
That's
like,
more
they could pick the worst athlete
game
for that show,
though, right? Is that more game show?
Yeah, but like, think of like, you at like 12.
Yeah.
Watching those kids on Guts, like brutal. Trying to struggle up that aggro crack. Like, dude, I'd be done with this in 5 seconds.
Dude, nothing pissed me off more as a kid than watching Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And at the end, the round right before the end, you have to find the loot, the warrant, and the crook in that order. And then if you miss one, then it's the next kid's turn, right?
Yeah.
There'd be kids up there that know where like the crook is, and they would pick him first. And then they'd make their next guess. And you're like, no, dude, you need to go loot, warrant, crook, or you can't pass. And they would like, how did you get on the show?
Like, how did you get on the show? How did you get on Guts? Like, did they pick the worst athlete at Nickelodeon Studios?
I bet the inside story on that would be like producers, kids, and like friends and family.
Oh, I remember watching that, like watching kids ride those awesome, like recumbent big wheels. And like, they're so slow.
You piece
I'd be like,
of shit.
Peeling out. Yeah. You know, idiots, nerds.
This one comes in from I was going to say, this is the next one from Dan. I'm a massive Fallout and Skyrim guy. Can I get a Davies video game minute, even if it takes longer than a minute game review?
Oh, for Skyrim and Fallout? I mean, which Fallout? Like, I mean, so New Vegas, I think New Vegas and Skyrim are probably the two games that I spent the most time playing, other than like Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. But I mean, those are peak. Someone sent me something on Twitter that was it like a. Golic talking about like how video games weren't art. Stupid. Like that's as close to like the writing, the amount of work that goes into both of those games, by the way, both Bethesda games. So you're a big Bethesda guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's always these moments where like, I don't think video games could get any better. And then I play a certain game and I'm like, wow. Like, and they've taken it to the next level. And I think Bethesda did it like back to back. It was the moment where I could find my own house in Charlestown in Fallout 3.
Yeah, that's cool.
That I was like, this is pretty fucking awesome.
This game kicks ass, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I mean, they're 6 out of 6 games. If I were going to go New Vegas or Skyrim, both 6 out of 6 is landmark games for like what could be done with games. And I think every iteration of those things now owe those two games for whatever they're any success that they have.
Yeah. He also says, congrats on 400. Couple of his favorite moments: Davey Deep Dick, the Harry Potter wand, should I have bought this? The addition of the soundboard, including Wendy Williams, Bart, the burp fart.
The Bart.
And she probably got 5 new boyfriends. We haven't caught anybody coming out of the house yet, but you know, just a matter of time. She's not lonely. Yeah. I apologize.
Wendy Williams not doing well right now.
No, she's not. Sadly. But yeah. I don't feel horrible playing that because in that clip, she's like shitting on like a Kardashian for like having a boyfriend. So I'm like, all right. Also, the Billy Mitchell cameo he thought was electric. Keep up the great work. All right, this one comes in from Michael.
Oh, so by the way, I tried to get a cameo for your birthday, for your 40th birthday.
Who'd like you go, Gata? Gata?
What? I tried Gata. Well, Gata's raised his prices, but people on that are fucking crazy. Like, let me just tell you, do you know who's more expensive than Gata? You remember that? What was that fucking movie with the kid? It's like a fat kid. It was, it came out in the 90s.
Angus.
Angus from the movie Angus charges more than Gata.
You were going to get me an Angus cameo?
No, because I'm like looking for like prices that are like something that's reasonable. And I'm scrolling through. Angus was like 100 or 150 bucks. Like, who do you think you are?
Insane, Angus.
So I said that to my wife. I have this great bit about my wife that I'm working on. If I ever do a comedy stand-up.
Yeah.
If I say something someone does pisses me off. I'm like, why would you do that? She immediately defends them and gives them some erroneous backstory.
Amazing. Yeah.
We're like, why the fuck would you wear sweatpants to Disney? It's like, well, maybe, you know, he got in like an accident and has like a real like big scar, like something he doesn't. I'm like, would you fucking stop?
So you know what that is?
Stop doing that.
And the ever, the question we ask all the time, who is this versus in your wife's case? You. It's always versus you.
It's always like, I'm always the
you want to be on my side once? Like, no, we don't.
Like, no. And she gives them like a backstory that like doesn't exist. It's just some sweaty kid in Disney
There's
World
no
wearing
way
sweatpants.
That happened. Yeah. All right, this one comes in from Cooper. Questions for Dork 400. Have either of you ever seen a ghost? Have you seen a ghost?
Have.
All right, let's hear about the ghost story.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the fucking wall and say, "Fuck, there's a horse cock in my room or a donkey dick?"
So, as all my best stories start, this one starts the same. I was working at the toll booth.
Hell yeah.
And I was working the midnight to eight shift because it paid more. And so I'm working this shift and I see it's pitch black. Like, other than the toll booth itself, it's like pitch black. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I see what I think is like, it's like a female figure and like a little kid walking hand in hand. Okay. Right. And I'm like, I'm trying to like, they're far enough off where like, if I yelled, they probably wouldn't hear me, but I can see them like down the highway. And a car comes up and I like the lights, like the lights go to, and they disappear in the lights. And then the car comes up and there's this guy and he's like my age. And he looks like he just saw a ghost. And he goes, "Did you fucking see that?" And I look at him and I go, "Yeah, I did." I was like, "You saw two?" He's like, "Yeah, the fucking two people." And he said he thought he saw them. And as soon as the light says them, they disappeared.
Yeah, it was a ghost. But that's crazy. So like, so you both saw it.
We both saw it.
Interesting. I mean, I
like,
believe
I would have said no. I'd be like, "Oh, it's a trick of like whatever." Imagining things.
But where were they going to go? Even if they were the fastest people alive, where were they going to go? Where you wouldn't see them? Like, you'd see.
Right.
So have I don't believe I've ever seen a ghost. The closest thing maybe I would say is like, as far as like a ghost encounter, is one time we're at a lake house and it was me and my wife, then my sister-in-law and my wife's cousin. We were staying in this lake house. Nobody else was there. And it was like upstairs and the downstairs faucets were going on and off. And at night we didn't really freak out about it, but we're like, that is kind of odd. And I'm like, we're like, maybe so-and-so's up. Maybe so-and-so's down there.
Yeah.
And then like the next morning asking about it. And like, they also thought like we were down there. Like, we never left our room. And they're like, we didn't leave our room either. And we're like,
so I'm not. Here's the problem with that. I mean, I don't feel like less of, we are both, you know, educated people. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that like ghosts are everywhere. The possibility of ghosts, absolutely.
100%.
Like, I absolutely believe that. Am I going to tell you that like I've seen like someone like a sheet like in Beetlejuice? Like, no, but I've.
No.
I have.
Yeah.
I've seen a ghost.
I definitely believe in all that stuff. Cooper's other
question. The problem is I don't talk about it a lot because like it's like Constantine. Because remember, he's talking to Rachel Weisz. He's like, if I turn this on, I can't turn it off.
Oh, good point. Yeah, then, yeah.
And that's why I don't want to go down that road, because if you're going to see things, then you can't stop seeing them.
No, I legit want to know that, like, it exists, but then also want to be like, okay, like, I don't need to be seeing it all the time, because that would scare me. Yeah.
It would scare me a lot. A lot.
Cooper also wants to know, now that some time has passed, do I regret getting a vasectomy? No. Now I'm thrilled. Now I'm pumped that I have it. Like, legit.
All
like,
juice, no pulp.
That's it, man. That's it. Just spraying everywhere. No, it's... no, it's good now. It was bad before. I'm not exaggerating. It was real bad before. And thanks for asking, Cooper. Other Billy D has a great question. You're put into the world of the last video game you each have played. How long do you think you would last?
The last game I played was Tekken 8, and I would just get pounded into dust.
Into oblivion. I would lose to whoever was in front of me.
It doesn't matter. Who's the worst character? Yeah. The worst character in the game is a fucking bear.
I would get... Kuma would rip my heart out of my chest.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't Tekken 8, the last game prior to that would be The Quarry, which is actually kind of hilarious. Yeah. I would probably also not last long, but it would be crazy. Like, I would actually have a chance on, like, Tekken.
If it were not Tekken, it would be Helldivers, and I am not built for that.
No.
I'm not a Starship Trooper at all.
No. All right, this one comes in from Tom. Other than Scorsese, who do you think may be the most overrated director in cinema? He says, also, what's the biggest laugh that comes to mind in the history of hashtag dork? I know mine. Doesn't say what it is. Then says, thanks.
Say what it is when you tell us who it is.
And then he says, thanks for the hours of entertainment. Gives it a 6 out of 6.
Most overrated director.
That's a good question, man. I don't know. And let me preface that by saying Scorsese now.
Scorsese now.
Then, yeah. Like all those De Niro movies and Goodfellas. He wasn't at all, but like now he probably is. Yeah, that's a great question, actually.
The easy answer for me is Michael Bay. That's the very first one I thought of.
Yeah, right.
But I think if I were to think about it, maybe this is, again, I'm like wincing as I say it, maybe James Cameron.
Oh, that's interesting. Best directors today. Let's see who they got on here. Well, if we're going Scorsese route, maybe I would say Spielberg, like Spielberg now. Spielberg then, incredible, like one of the best ever, but like I don't know, like a lot of his new stuff.
Is that too, who's too much? Stunk the last like 20 years is fucking Ridley Scott.
Yes. Yeah, so those are three, like they kind of stink now, but they all have amazing movies.
They have amazing.
Yeah.
You don't know. Fuck it. I have my answer. Zack Snyder.
Oh, shit.
Zack Snyder.
Oh, speaking of, as you're listening to
that
this,
that guy
on
made
the podcast,
a good movie by accident once.
No, he made
Watchmen and 300. He.
I like, didn't hate.
I think you feel like you did a
Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, shit.
Dawn of the Dead remake's good.
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep.
But everything after Sucker Punch was just like Sucker Punch and beyond. I'm like,
yeah,
this sucks.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? Fryer has a good question. Our buddy Fryer, who, by the way, his comic's going to be coming out next month. I had a chance to read it. Did you read it yet? I think I sent it to you.
I haven't read it yet, but he did send it to me.
Mm-hmm. It's short. Like, they're all shorts. But so Nick Fryer, we talked about it before, has a comic. Scott Snyder does a thing where it's like an anthology, and he kind of presents these young writers. It's 8 pages, and it kicks ass. And I'm not just saying it because we know the guy. In fact, I would probably want to go the other way. If it sucked, I'd be like, this piece of shit. Don't even bother. Yeah. But it's really good.
We have no problem telling Fryer that his stuff sucks.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know we're telling the truth because I'm telling you it's great. And I don't know how you guys are going to be able to get it if you didn't back the Kickstarter, but we'll figure that out when the time comes. Maybe we'll have Fryer on the podcast. He can explain it. But also, his illustrator or his artist is from his class, and she kills it. Like, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
is the biggest laugh, by the way? We didn't do that.
Biggest laugh? Probably something from one of the I Think You Should Leaves where, like, we couldn't breathe.
Or something. You said once that I could not stop laughing. It was something along the lines of like be bigger and last longer, but that might not have been it.
That was fun. Well, thankfully, there's a lot to choose from. Like, I don't think we'd be still doing the podcast if we didn't piss ourselves laughing more often than that.
And there was one time that, like, it was, I can't remember exactly what it was.
One of my problems.
That's what it was.
Or BoJack?
That's what it was.
BoJack was
good. You asked me if I would rather have $1 million or be fisted in the ass
by a stranger.
And then you said, before you answer, and then you did the Mo money. And I knew you were gonna say it when you said just bumps. Remember.
Yeah.
And I, as soon as you said it, I just lost my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what it was. Yeah, that was pretty funny. But I love having stupid things to say and then just getting your reaction. And if you laugh, it fucking makes me laugh. So that's always that's always a win in my book. All right, let's wrap up with Friars too. And again, we'll try to get the other ones in there at some point too. Thanks to everybody for emailing or tweeting us or whatever questions here. But Friars got a couple of good ones. If you could recommend one non-Marvel or DC comic to someone new to comics, what would it be? So non-Marvel, non-DC. You're looking at your collection. I'll look at mine. So the one, I guess I have a couple answers. One, if you're looking for something that's on like super, like a million issues, I would say The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead really got me back into comics because I love the show so much. I started reading the comic and then I was obsessed with the comic, and it was cool because you're like, oh shit, that's right. Not all comics are X-Men and Batman, because like growing up, it was all X-Men and Batman. And stuff like Walking Dead, I would say, is up there. Also, Preacher. Now, that is a Vertigo. So I don't know if that like technically is DC. So I don't know if he wants to count that.
It
but it
wasn't.
I
think it was. And now it is.
Okay, maybe. So I would say Preacher and Walking Dead then would be my answers.
So I would say, for me, it would be the Brian Azzarello 100 Bullets.
Ooh, 100 Bullets kicks ass.
Which is on Vertigo. Yep. This is a series, and I asked Joe and Fryer about this one. It's called Reckless.
Oh, hell yeah. I've read that. Brubaker stuff is good TV. Yeah, or would be good
this
TV.
This is like hard-boiled detective in like the 60s, 70s. Like, this shit's really good. Right?
Yeah, dude. Oh,
and obviously the big Image comics, like the Mac Daddy, if you're going to read any comic.
Saga. Yeah, good one.
I think that's the one. Like, good. If you're going to read something that's not one of the big dogs.
So I got another one. Dude, if you started this TV show, maybe you would have been soured on it, but Why the Last Man was another really good, really good comic that's not Marvel or DC.
Yeah, so. And that was a really good premise, too.
Yeah.
And American Vampire is Vertigo? No.
Yeah, so I mean, but I think that might still qualify. Like, it is now DC, but it's but not
American
like,
Vampire.
Yeah, it's not superhero thing, so. All right, that'll do it. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks again.
Can we do a pick of the pod, please?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Let's rip one of these.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Okay. I need to talk to you people about this because this is I talked about it at the top of the episode. So I got this thing. It is called. So the, I forget the name of the company is like Emeterm.
Okay.
Emeterm. It's a motion sickness. Like, it looks like a watch that you wear that like shocks you. It does like a buzz, like almost like a, like an e-stim, like an electro stim thing that you put on your wrist, and it makes your fingers tingle a little bit.
Ooh, Davey Tingle Fingers.
I went through a week of Disney with this thing, with all these motion sickness rides, and it didn't completely take it away, but it made it way more manageable.
Nice.
And I know that because the last day I didn't wear it and I got fucked up.
Wow. So yeah, you gotta wear it. No shit.
It definitely works. Emeterm, like motion sickness band. If you suffer like I do, I cannot. And I got it on sale. It was like $65. So well worth it.
Love it, dude. All right. Awesome.
You got anything you're watching?
I'm watching, I was watching that Manhunt show. I'm watching Bad Batch still. I'm watching Dark Side. Oh, we saw a question in the chat. I'm not watching the Kate Winslet show. My wife said she watched most of the first episode and she's already out. She's like, no, I'm not. It's not for me. She did not like the one, the regime on HBO.
Oh yeah. My wife started watching Apples Don't Fall and she's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
The that's like Annette Bening and
it's Alice the same Marie. People I think is like, Big Little Lies, right? But it's getting bad reviews. So yeah, I'm probably
like tennis. Yeah,
probably out on that as well. So next week, I believe, is TBD. Oh, and Shogun, obviously, I'm watching. But yeah, so
we can do X-Men 97.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, X-Men 97 comes out this week, and so does Roadhouse.
Oh, so we can do both. We all do right. Two episodes.
Do you want to do X-Men 97? It's not, is the whole thing out though for X-Men 97?
Taylor, I didn't see your comment before I said it. Taylor Bronson, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good. So we'll kick it around. We'll tweet it out at Dork Podcast, what we're going to be doing, but probably the Roadhouse remake, which is going to be on Prime, so you guys should be able to rip that.
Yep.
And then depending on how many episodes of X-Men 97, we could probably do that as well. So that's awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening to all 400. I assume you've all listened to all 400 of these episodes. So we thank you for that. At Dork Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, dorkpodcast@gmail.com for your should I have bought this or just general inquiries if you want to holler at us. We always read those bad boys. So that'll do it for us. And Davey, before we get out of here, just promise me a million times you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to promise you that.